Our mindset and business coach, Karen Arle from Webstar, joins us again this morning. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Debbie.
Last time you shared the three things new business owners can do to promote themselves online for free before they're ready for a website. So let's assume I'm a new business and I'm now ready for a website. Where do I start?
Well, assuming you have your business name, your ABN and a bank account already set up, the next logical step is to register what is known as a domain name. Another name for this is also a web address. So most Australian businesses will register the .com.au version of their website address, but I also suggest you can register the .com as well as the .au direct versions to protect your brand and to stop your competitors from registering it.
Have you got any hints as to what domain name I should be registering?
Absolutely. So first, ideally you want your domain name to be a match or be really, really similar to your business name. As an example, if your business name is ABC Trucking and Haulage, you might opt for just www.abctrucking.com.au to keep it nice and short. Secondly, I highly recommend avoiding things like hyphens. As a business who has a domain name with a hyphen in it, I've been having to spell out my domain name and my business email address out over the phone for the last nearly 20 years. As it turns out, not everyone is actually familiar with what a hyphen is. Another couple of considerations is anything to do with your business printing. You're going to have to include your domain name on things like business cards, signage, and even uniforms. The easier your domain name is to spell, and the shorter it is, the better. And my final note about picking a really smart domain name is to write it out on a piece of paper first to ensure there are no surprises like rude spelling.
So, Karen, who do I register a domain through?
So there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of suppliers worldwide, and as well as resellers you can choose from. So my two preferred suppliers are Crazy Domains and Web Central. Your other option is to register through what's called a reseller, like an agency like mine. You'll pay a little extra, but you should receive some feedback regarding the appropriateness of your domain name. And they'll also likely be able to suggest some alternatives if your desired domain is either already been taken or if it's a bit too long. For a lot of our clients, they enjoy the peace of mind knowing that someone is actually managing it for them.
Now that I have my domain name registered, what's the next steps from here?
Okay, next steps is setting up your hosting account. So hosting is the location where all of the code, images and words that make up your future website will be stored. So like your domain, it's a paid service. And the reason this costs money is because the hosting represents a network of physical computers. This is called a server, and it's located somewhere in the world. Before you can have a website, you need both a domain name and hosting. So the example I like to use is, imagine your domain name is the metal numbers on the outside of your letterbox, and the hosting is the actual box where your mail lives until you're ready to retrieve it. Without the numbers, no one can find you, and without the box, there's nowhere for your mail to go. By understanding these two elements, you can either set up these yourself, or you know exactly what you're paying for when you outsource it to a web design company. Once you have these two elements set up, now you're ready to start thinking about getting a website.
Karen, great advice for startups as well as for those entrepreneurs who aren't particularly tech savvy. Karen Arle, mindset and business coach from Webstar, keeping our community connected. Need to hear that advice again? Jump onto our own website, 101.5 FM.